day when Americans in 13 states all go to the polls at once, and we're going in-depth on Super Tuesday coverage in tomorrow's show. In the meantime, while voters are helping determine who'll appear on the presidential ballot this November, we've cooked up something special for you on CNN Student News. You know that expression, you are what you eat? Well, CNN has a raw ingredients series. It looks at how the U.S. food industry has changed, how engineering and importing have replaced old-fashioned growing, and how consumer demand still factors in to how the industry produces our food. Christina Alessi has gone inside some of America's biggest food companies, seeing what most people haven't seen before, and today we're zooming in on animal feed and how what they eat ultimately makes its way to us.
I know I'm not supposed to do it, but every once in a while, it's necessary. Burying my face in the best barbecue I can find. Americans eat a lot of meat. On average, up to 126 pounds of poultry, beef, and pork every year. For some, it's more than their own body weight. But depending on the animal, producing 1 pound of meat can take 2, 3, or even 6 pounds of feed. And what some of our livestock is eating are things you'd never put in your mouth.
We're going this way.
This is a hog finishing farm in Iowa. It's where pigs get fat. Over the course of 5 to 6 months, pigs go from about 13 pounds to 270 pounds in this room.
Why did they get all quiet all of a sudden?
They want to hear what I have to say.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
The smell was awful. But for me, the most unsavory part of this process is the one you rarely get to examine closely. In fact, it's one of the most opaque corners of the meat industry. It's the animal feed itself. Most animals raised in this country eat a secret formula. Some elements of the mix are even unknown to the farmer. But it's safe to say that it includes proteins, fats, and in many cases, drugs. But the base for much of it is lots and lots of corn.